With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fuck about you, blood.
So
we were discussing before playing, pushing play and record. That's what we do.
Play and record, just play and record. Boom.
And Chopra, you are, out of the three of us, absolutely the musical, the genius.
Self-proclaimed as well.
You thought Bono's name from U2 was actually Bono.
Yes.
First name.
And then you said Prince as well. You thought
no,
Prince.
No, 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 Prince, I know, of course.
Are you serious about Bono? You can't.
Yes, I'm totally serious.
Why would you think his name would be like Bono Stevenson?
To be honest, I can't name one U2 song.
O'Malley.
Is this bad?
How can you not
bad
name...
Bad is one, yes!
Oh, wow!
There's a song called Bad. Yeah. Well done,
but
mate.
Michael Jackson.
That's one of the greatest jokes of all time. You must have heard of With or Without You.
Yeah, is that U2?
Yeah.
I thought that was like Ronan Keating.
It's like way older.
It's like the same music.
All right.
Well,
Alice getting furious.
If we had nicknames, what would they be? Because this it was clearly a nickname for Bono. They were part of a group called the Village.
Cool.
Lipton Village.
I think. Village, isn't that YMCA?
Maybe.
Village people. Sorry. Well,
good. That's easy. His will be Brendan because he's deluded like Brendan Rogers.
No, yeah. Brendan from Beverly Hills. Thank you.
No, that's Brandon.
Much.
Brandon.
You're Brendan.
Wow, you're having a nightmare, mate. If there's ever a police line,
yeah.
You won't be there.
No, I won't.
You might be.
I might be there, but on the opposite
the
side.
Problem
yeah.
is,
yeah.
Respect.
And you will be like Red.
Red Boy.
Red Boy.
And I can be Pac-Man.
What?
But that's too obvious. That's too obvious.
No, I think you'd be Rent Boy.
Rent?
What do I never rent anything.
You're always there for hire, man.
Ah, all right. Like a whore.
No.
Like a prostitute. So
no.
I'm a nice prostitute.
Call him Rent Boy.
Yeah, Rent Boy. Yeah.
Train Spotting, Rent Boy. Johnny Lee Miller.
This is it. Yeah.
Nice. This is not working out. This band is not working out.
Let's have a look at some managerial changes that have only just happened. Kunal, your team, the mighty Milano, they've got rid of him.
Yeah, not very surprising, to be honest. Seems like...
Well, it depends what area of time we talk about.
Yeah,
if
you
go
course.
Back
but
three months...
This is the sixth manager in 4 years for a club like
since Milan. Allegro's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Sixth manager.
And what's he done? What's he gone on to do?
Wow. Wow.
No, but Milan, yeah.
No, yeah, but it's, to be honest, it's pitch dark. I was really feeling bad yesterday. I was feeling like, should I even watch another game this season? You know, when you feel there's no hope?
Yeah. There,
you know, okay. So, Milan played Torino yesterday.
Let's talk about that first. Though.
Yeah.
To talk about that. I mean, that's quite interesting subject to... Like you watch football, that's when your team is winning or it's decent results. You want to watch so much more football.
Yeah.
You want to watch other teams, highlights from other games.
Yeah.
But as soon as your team keeps on losing, at least for me, is that way.
Yeah.
I don't, I have to swallow football games because it's past time for me some way. And then I feel that we're going to do the pod and stuff. So I kind of watch it and I always want to watch it. But I don't feel the same joy.
No.
I don't feel like I'm going to watch another one. I can maybe have it on background. I don't read every article. I don't watch the same match of the day on again. It's a really kind of affects you. But I've learned to affect me that way that I just take a break from football for a couple of hours that day.
Yeah, no, I can. But it was tough. It's always been tough being a Huddersfield Town fan because we've never been the team, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
So we've always been like, oh, we've lost. Oh, we're getting relegated. Oh, we go, you know. And it's always been, we've finished 17th, 15th. So it's always been bad. And then now we're just in this
dreamland.
We're in a dreamland, yeah. Man. You know, so it doesn't matter. Along the way, we're going to get battered 4-5-0.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But you...
We're in a nightmare. We're to be honest, like we're talking.
You're seventh.
Yeah, we're seventh right now. We're 11 points off that Champions League spot. We after 13 games already. We are also been finishing 10th, 6th, and 7th the 3 years, the past years in Serie A. We can't stop. We need to stop dreaming about being that Milan that we once were and just facing facts. We aren't.
Oh,
no, but it's
you've
to be
finally okay, seen the light,
I'm,
brother.
We had a discussion in the subway as well.
I'm heartbroken.
He understands.
It's we are a middle team in Italy. That's what we are. We're a middle team in kind of a middle league.
I think what we we discussed as well, which I agree with what we were discussing, is that
should we have recorded the pod on the subway?
No.
Don't talk about conversations before.
No, but I think that the thing interesting part is that we said that I think this
were
is
you
the
sat
problem.
Down?
I think there's a problem with the spiral. The same thing with Everton, where we go where I still don't believe they'll get relegated, and they have to make the right decision now. Of course, if they take another stupid managerial decision now, then yeah, they might get relegated, like keeping Unsworth or some shit like that. But if they just do a normal, like Allardyce or even Pulis, they won't get relegated.
Yeah, but Unsworth's come out and said they really need to sort.
Oh yeah, of course.
He is aware that he's in the shit. You know,
he's
so
way above his head. I mean, he's what do you say? Yeah. He's taking water over his head.
Yeah.
So I just believe that they're in a bad spell with fans
he's
and pundits.
Water
he's
his
pouring
head.
Water on his head.
Vattenhuvud, a Swedish thing.
But
I just translated it.
What about Milan? Because they're in a different situation to say someone like Everton, who need someone to save them.
Yeah, but in Milan, what they need to understand is, in any club, the expectations they've put on themselves, the pundits and the fans, especially the fans themselves and the club, are just ridiculous. Anybody who gets 200 million, even if they do that, which they haven't really, even if they do, it takes time to get in it. The manager needs to. It takes 1, 2, 3 years. To expect that they will finish, like buying the best players straight away and getting in the Champions League straight away, is just it's naive. And it's wrong, and it puts pressure. And it puts pressure on. But it puts pressure on the team.
That's modern football.
Yeah,
though,
but
mate.
That's puts pressure. So then, and this is a spiral. The team gets under pressure. 1 year, they kind of handle it. Same thing with West Ham. They're expecting Europa League or Champions League. When they finish 12th, they shouldn't cry about that. If they finish 12th with Bilic and they like him, great, because 12th is the way it should be. That's where they should be all right with. They should be all right with that. It's difficult. Between 7th and 15th, it's tight, man, in all of these leagues.
But what about how, with like Milan, what do you, you're a fan, what do you see as the answer? Do they get someone in long term? Do they get someone in just to patch it
I
up
think,
for the season?
I think before even Montella, you know, they made a decision for him to stay. They were in contact with a lot of, you know, with a lot of coaches, but no one really was free. Or, you know, even if they were free, they weren't interested. So I think even if Montella took Milan to, say, 5th or 6th place this year and they had a decent kind of...
But that's decent.
Yeah, but listen. Even if they did, I think they would replace him by the end of the season because he only had 1 year left as well. So I think that maybe we will see, hopefully we will see either Conte or Ancelotti in Milan next
Isn't
year.
Isn't that a bit deluded though, mate, to
Why?
Think Conte will go to Milan?
Why? Because
I think if he wants to leave Chelsea, which I believe he will, in a year, if he will. Because I don't think he wants to be in England at all. I mean, he doesn't give any sign of wanting to stay in England for the English culture. He complains about stuff. If he leaves, then why not Milan?
But because, you know,
Juventus is busy. He's not going to take Roma.
Italy?
He will take, no, but like...
Back to that?
No. He wants to say Italy. Montella is lined up for Italy. Listen to this, just by the way.
Well, it's better than Ventura.
Yeah, but it's still not good.
However,
Conte has said, let's see what happens. It's all speculations, right? But one thing is for certain, he won't stay in England. That's pretty much...
I mean, don't say that. You never know about that.
Yeah, you never know.
You said Harry Kane was certain for Milan.
You also said, everybody said Conte wouldn't be here at the beginning of this season.
But he was. You said he was going to be in.
Let's see. I hope if we get... I told a deal there as well. If we get Ancelotti, I'm really happy. If we get Conte, that's a pretty good choice as well. But I'd rather have Ancelotti.
Ancelotti's record, he's been at Milan.
Yeah,
amazing record. Yeah.
I mean, at the end, he didn't have a great league record, but he's a great, still great champions. Even the seasons he was bad at Milan, not great, they still won the Champions League then. So, yeah. I mean, it's hard to complain anything. But the thing is, he getting back, fans will be calm, they'll give him longer time, it will be an icon for the club, they can kind of kickstart, restart.
I think it'd be perfect.
I think Ancelotti is good.
But I think...
Yeah. And he looks like a hobbit.
I think this is...
Giant hobbit.
This is still... You know, time to for everybody to sit down on the desk again, starting to like think over whatever
okay,
we want to do.
They read my mail.
No, think over whatever they want to do. Have some kind of long-term plan for this kind of project, and hopefully we'll enjoy a season.
Some confession.
With,
are you an
hopefully,
AA meeting?
No, but hopefully we'll enjoy a session. Season.
Enjoy a session of what? AA fucking
session. A season with Gattuso. That will be for me. It's
all right. Priest.
It'll be fun. To
all
see
right.
Gattuso.
Get the
this is like Milan TV. You know, like the Arsenal TV. You're just like,
I'm broken. They broke me down.
You guys broke yourself down.
Yeah, but
I think your expectations
was ridiculously high.
During the summer, you were like,
listen,
thought this is going to happen, and it didn't. Sorry.
I don't want to say it.
Sorry, Kunal.
I don't want to say it, or actually, that was a big lie. I want to say it, but I told you so. Deluded.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
I still think on yeah.
Wow. It's going to take a while.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I actually want to
It's
going to
take a while.
It's going to take a while.
Just have patience.
It's a really big slap in the face because I didn't expect this. Of course, the season is still... two-thirds of the season left. Anything can happen.
Still in Europa?
But then Gattuso will be... He will get the Nobel Prize for something if he takes Milan to Champions League. Gennaro Gattuso, the last man on earth that was ever... considered coaches. He's of coaching quality. He has some coaching qualities. He fucking slapped. What's his name? Joe.
No, he grabbed Joe Jordan, and he's like 65 years old.
Yeah,
and still the funny thing is the pundit in the comedy was like, "Oh, that guy. He could probably if there's somebody probably could beat Gattuso on the field. It's still that
probably.
Old man
you
because he was the toughest. He played for Milan.
Yeah, so that was so."
He was a Milan.
Gattuso also slapped one of his players in Serie B when he was head coach of one of the teams there.
What was his record there?
It was pretty good.
He slapped three players, all knocked out.
It wasn't a top team. He kept them alive. That was his job. And then he took over the Primavera in Milan, basically the youth section. And he's done well there. But
it's also decent pizza.
So who knows?
Let's see.
Who knows?
Everybody knows he won't be there in June.
Come on, you might win the league, man.
Yeah, you could win the league. Imagine.
Maybe the Europa League.
You never know.
He's
thinking Europa League.
That's the still.
Actually, he said that before. He's like, I just wish we win Europa League. We can still get Champions League.
I wish. Of course, I can wish that. Yeah? That's the wish I have.
What is realistic? Take off your mask.
Realistic is to get the sixth spot.
And Champions League via Europa League.
No, that's not realistic. To get the 7 points gap up to Sampdoria, that's realistic. To get Europa League again.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
I think that's decent. That's a good kind of hope.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
I know times are tough when you support a team and you
How about
everything.
Your game? Huddersfield?
I thought we...
You did all you could do.
Yeah, it was one of those proud losses. Yeah. Beforehand, I had the big fear. I thought it was going to be a cricket score. I really did.
And then you scored the opener.
Yeah, yeah.
What were your thoughts then?
What the
we
fuck
can
is,
do it again.
What the fuck Manchester. Is he doing?
Yeah, it was Manchester. Like, wow, is this going to happen? This is, yeah. I can't believe this. And then because it only lasted a minute 44.
Yeah. No, but 15 minutes plus 1 minute 50. Yeah. It was
during halftime, you know that.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Okay, sorry.
But for me, it was like I would have thought we were going to get battered. This is one of the best teams in the world right now.
Yeah.
And Man City. No, and no, it's one of the best teams. So we were, I'd seen them play so outstanding this season, yeah. Man City, and I thought, we're going to try and play football and we're going to get battered. Wagner had a plan. He played the midfield right in front of the back four, and they were swapping around. And we just were quite defensive. We'd get the ball and hoof it, you know. But then 1-0 up, we were like, whoa, who knows? Who, you know, start dreaming because we're in the Premier League and we're still 11th. My cousin said to me today that we need 8 wins and a draw. And then he sorted it out. I don't know. He's Mystic Meg or something like that. deluded. So we'll see. We'll see how we go. But I was, yeah, proud of them. Again, our fans are... A lot of people said it was like anti-football against football. I don't think that's right. I think we had a plan.
Stupid.
We absolutely parked the bus and went for it, and we tried to counter.
Stupid penalty for me. Just let him be.
Yeah, but you're talking about players that are...
Yeah, that spell of jobs. I mean, started off nearly a penalty, and then as soon as he had the ball, that made... They just couldn't get near him for those minutes. They were just not in there. They were just all over them.
But for me, they celebrated like they'd won the league.
Yeah.
Then they also were playing to the corners against little Huddersfield Town.
That's anti-football for me.
No, but who would have thought that was... Yeah. They have to do that against us.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Cool. That's cool.
So,
I like it.
You know, but they deserve 3 points, but who knows? We could have sneaked it. Yeah. And now we've only got Arsenal away on Wednesday, so yeah, everything's looking good. Arsenal got very lucky, controversial penalty.
This is 6 points against Burnley in 1.5 years. Last year, 2 goals, both on extra time, both offside goals they got in both games.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's 4 points they got gifted against Burnley. And then now again, another gifted point. I mean, this is, if I was a Burnley fan, I would start believing conspiracy theories or whatever, because it's ridiculous.
I heard an amazing conspiracy theory the other day about Everton.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They were going to go down 1 year and Wimbledon were playing them. And it turns out that Wimbledon were 2-0 up. And
then they became AFC.
No, and because Everton had been in the league for so long, that they realized that Wimbledon, no matter if they won the game, they wouldn't go anywhere higher in the league.
Yeah,
and they lost like the second half. They came out and like people were like pulling out 50-50s, and this Wimbledon fan said it happened, and none of the journalists ever touched it.
When was this?
This must have been Wimbledon in the Premier 90s? League. Yeah.
Yeah, like late 80s or yeah. Early
90s. No, Premier League is 90s.
Was it Premier League or was it top division?
It was top division, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it makes you think that kind of stuff. But yeah, I totally agree with the Burnley thing. I thought it was a dodgy penalty.
It's like Inter went out to Serie A, once, okay? and it was 18 teams. So what did the Lega Calcio do? They extended the league next year to 20 teams, and Inter was in it. And Inter fans claim we are the only one who hasn't gone down. You're like fucking idiots.
How about Tottenham West Brom?
Ah, we've seen this one before against West Brom at home. Luckily, we didn't lose this time. No, but then, you know, we had the ball, but same thing. They, after the Champions League game, we tend to do this. We've had this problem for a couple of years. European hangover. It seemed like we didn't have it, but now we've certainly had it. It wasn't good.
It's been a bad couple of weeks, really.
I mean, sandwiched a win against Borussia. Yeah. It's not been great. But now some injuries are coming back now, so hopefully that will be a bit good. Rose is starting to be back. Wanyama is slowly coming back. Lamela is going to be included in the troop tomorrow. And these are three big players, so hopefully that will help ease the pressure a little bit. But, you know, this happens. I'll just
first time out of the top four for a while that I've
seen. But I just don't see any reason to panic. I still just keep on doing what they're doing. And it's not been, we haven't played disastrous. It's just been, you know, not going, the result hasn't really gone our way. Against West Brom, it wasn't like we deserved to lose. Mm. It was just we weren't good enough. Against Arsenal, we just didn't show up, I think. So that's two bad games. The rest of it, we drop points. I think it's okay. So
I forgot a very interesting stat about the Man City Huddersfield game. It was the first time that Man City had won away from home by being one goal or by being down at half time since 1995.
That's incredible.
That is incredible, isn't it?
The league, yes.
In the league, yeah.
Yeah. Because I do recall a really bad game for Tottenham against Manchester City in the League Cup.
Yeah, but the first time they've been down.
Do you remember what game I'm talking about?
Yeah, when some big tall guy got the winner.
Oh, absolutely fucking ridiculous.
It's like John Mackay or something.
It was John Mackay.
Something like that.
And the worst part is the fucking... We were 3-0 up half time, and a man... 3-0 up and they got a red card and then half time and then we lost 4-3.
Yeah, I watched that game actually.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah. Chelsea-Liverpool, thought Liverpool played all right, especially after the Sevilla.
Willian saying he meant that. Fucking he did.
Yeah, the Sevilla kind of 3-3 was just ridiculous. It was beautiful to watch. Yeah.
Barcelona-Valencia.
Yeah,
Barcelona
Messi.
Barcelona had a goal. That was in that you could see, but it was disallowed because the referee didn't see it. So it's the only league of the five big ones that doesn't have goal line technology.
Well, it was a goal,
which is retarded.
It was a clear goal. Yeah,
it's absolutely stupid.
Then Valencia came out in the second half, dominating Barca. Looked really, really good. Had a couple of they went up.
Some good players coming up there.
Yeah, and they had a couple of chances of going up for, you know, 2-0.
They loaned well.
But then, of course, Messi strikes again. Did you see that pass?
Yeah.
For the equalizer. Brilliant.
Do you think that opens the league up a bit, or Barcelona?
Barcelona is still...
I think Real Madrid has dropped so many points early on, and Atletico Madrid is struggling this year as well. It's one of those years, I think, that by default, they're going to kind of win it because of...
I think Real Madrid can turn this around on the El Clasico. Just day before Christmas. That's the first El Clasico. And it's seven points, eight points.
The problem is that not only do they have to change the form, but they have to also take in these points. So it's not a great situation for them. But Valencia, we talked about, that has some couple of good low knees from Pereira. Yeah. From United is doing well. Guedes is doing great.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting. But otherwise, the best game of the week, for sure, must have been the Dortmund-Schalke game.
Amazing.
I mean, even the highlights took 25 minutes to watch, which is just an amazing, because it wasn't just the goals. When we're talking about Schalke, it was just in front of Dortmund in the league, having a great season. And, you know, Goretzka is probably going to leave in the summer because he's doing great. He's kept every big team is after this guy because he's going to leave in a free transfer if he doesn't sign a contract. Dortmund really needed this win. Four goals. Brilliant. What? I mean, I remember the commentary was saying that this is the best 45 minutes of Dortmund. And the other guy said, but 45 minutes of Dortmund, this is probably the best 45 minutes we've seen in Europe this season. They were blistering, amazing. Mm-hmm. The combination, the goals, every shot was amazing. The Guerrero goal, you thought, what the hell is going on? And then Schalke scores, but it's a VAR. It's a video call. It's not. They're not back in the game. Straight to score again. And then 55 chances in 40 minutes. Crazy. It's insane.
I felt that they got... It was quite interesting to see the highlights. They
ended 4-4, by the way.
Yeah, they got to 4-2, and then they believed. Ah. They believed then.
And didn't lead to 4-1, either.
No, I don't think so. He sort of got the ball back, but 4-2, I was like, this is on.
Yeah.
And Aubameyang getting sent off.
A sent off, stupid, yeah. though. Stupid.
Huddersfield got a player sent off yesterday.
Yeah.
Lapara, after the game.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a fight.
A good player, Van Lapara. I like him. I like him. Come on. He tries.
Final ball.
Yeah, it's not great, but...
But the amazing result, that 4-4 is always a...
And stoppage time. I mean, you can just see the door. I just felt for Dortmund, but at the same time, with one of those, you're watching it, you just have a big smile on your face because you just realize that it doesn't matter if it's sad for Dortmund, it's just nice of a Schalke.
It's just you're showing your...
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And you know, the thing was, your shirt was quite high, and then Canal, I was like,
Was he staring?
And he was just staring at you.
Yeah, but that happens.
I don't get it. There's a full round of Premier League games Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Huddersfield going to Arsenal. How about you guys?
Leicester, away. Oof. Yeah.
Bit tricky.
Yeah, but we're great away. We're gonna win that.
And Milan, who you got next?
We got misery. I don't want to talk about it. No, I'm kidding. We got Benevento. 0 points, minus 27 goals. If we don't fucking win that game, I'm telling you.
Okay.
If we don't win that game, I don't want to talk about Milan on this pod anymore. Never.
Well, you can't do that.
Okay, fuck. But whatever. It's like we need to win this game. And seriously, now we got also met all of the top teams.
What
now
difference does it make? You're gonna win the Europa League against the Champions League anyway.
Well, we need to take these points. We need to beat the teams that are below us.
If you win,
Benevento would struggle in Allsvenskan.
Isn't that a Serie C team that just got a lottery ticket?
Yes,
to Cape Serie A?
Yes,
that would be great, wouldn't it? That one team from the pyramid as a lottery against to the top level.
No, but it's basically that. And they have a...
Stevenage FC plays in the Premier League. They get 100 million. They fucking go lose. Go for it. You got 6,000 arena. And every away team gets 500 tickets to that arena.
But the really
and it's going to be fucking
exciting
brilliant.
Game before the weekend is, of course, Juventus-Napoli. Napoli-Juventus. And a funny thing about this is...
This better be funny.
There's a TV series called Gomorra. That is produced by Sky in Italy.
Yeah.
It's highly, you know...
It's a famous show.
Yeah, and it's highly appreciated, especially in Napoli, because it plays out in Napoli. And it airs every Friday at 8 or 9, something like this. 10,000 Napoli fans have signed a petition to Sky to change the airing of Gomorra because Juventus Napoli is playing.
That was kind of funny.
And they
good on you, man.
And they replied,
funny. I'm in shock.
And they replied, no, we're not going to do this. But if Napoli win that game, then
do they
seriously,
know? Do Sky know who they got to do with? Because Gomorra is
it's the
mafia.
It's fans.
It's the mafia and the fans. So I don't think they know what the fuck they did there.
Yeah.
Can we also compliment Östersund?
Of course.
He's done a brilliant job. I think I said that he'd probably get headhunted and you guys disagreed. But
what?
Told you so. But I
was the one that said
that deal's new catchphrase. Told you so.
you're just saying because I said it. Yeah.
No,
we
all said it.
He should have been.
He's a rent boy, come on.
Yeah. So he's done a great job there. They'll go, you know.
Eric Neva yesterday said that Everton should have taken him.
That's a bit too much,
but they had connections with Everton as a son and the staff he had there. So they've had some really close on connections there. I think that will be a stupid decision for them, but I think he should be headhunted for a championship team.
Do we see Östersund in a semi-final in Europa League?
No.
Is that possible? You know, the run
everything
they
is
have
possible.
Right now, they're,
what's this?
They're,
this is the last,
they're crushing.
Last 32, are
top,
they now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now the Champions League teams are coming as well.
Yeah, but still.
Celtic are on their way.
They will crush Celtic at home. I promise you. If they can
listen,
play
you,
out
you
the
how
ball.
Did you come up with that?
You should really stop saying you promised, because everything you say, nothing.
Everton, I promise Everton.
No. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Let's go back to Everton. I said it, and you said you were raving about how great the transfer window had been. I said they were shit. They lost 3 games. You said they were relegated. My friend, whatever you say, you should say that Milan will get relegated. They might win. That's what you should do. Yeah.
That's true.
You only hear it every now and again, but when he says, my friend, it just sounds wonderful. Yeah. What a beautiful way to end this pod.
Yes, my friend.
We've got games all weekend, Tuesday, Wednesday. Good luck to all your teams. Don't forget to subscribe. That's the way to do it. You got any gigs coming up, Anal C?
I'm going to your gig on Saturday. You should come too, but it's sold out, right?
Yeah, it's 3 Stockholm games.
So if you want to see me, come like half an hour earlier. You can see me eating a quarter outside Al's show at Circus.
Something else.
If someone turns up to see that, I'll be very disappointed. I've got no more tickets left in Stockholm apart from January. So if you want to get some tickets, that'd be awesome. Hey?
No, asshole, no more tickets left.
No, I've got none left.
Yeah. That's a good... That's a good
But if
problem.
You want to go and watch an Indian guy eat a korv outside Circus, I'm sure there'll be tickets
for that
available
well.
For that. And you?
It's pretty cool for like 2 weeks. But in the middle of December, I'm doing Raw and Nora Brun. Not in the same night, of course, but different. And I'm doing an English night on comedy, Stockholm Comedy Club, like in next week as well. Okay. So, yeah, that's it.
We'll be back next week with the pod. Any questions? Don't forget to go to our Facebook page and ask them. And thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Will we really see them?
Like a Milan trophy.
All right, my friend, relax.